on a glorious sunny day, absolutely wonderful autumnal or fall day, I'm heading to Blackrock Castle Observatory to the cafe there in order to record another episode of Business Jazz with Roger Overall, and I am very nearly missing the way the turn. Right, there we go. What can I say? There's no way I can disguise the fact that today is not an ordinary Tuesday. It's actually the day that I'm launching. I'm the co-founder of a new business, and it's being launched later today. I can't reveal the name of it in this particular audio boo, but it'll get revealed incredibly soon. But the whole point about it is that the whole point I want to make is that in going to Blackrock Castle Observatory to discuss with Roger Overall the ideas that Chris Brogan has shared in his last Sunday's email, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about the email that Chris Brogan sent to us and to other people last Sunday. But in doing that, there's no way I can pretend that it isn't a special day. This launching a company is not something I have done before, and I'm nervous and excited about it at the same time. And the reason I'm mentioning it now is that it is in no small measure due to Chris Brogan that I have the courage to do this now. It is in no small measure. I have no way of calculating what Chris Brogan's influence on my life has been ever since I came across him in 2005, I think it was, or 2006, but certainly a long time ago. I know for certain that it's a considerable influence. Impossible to tie it down, quantify it, put it in a box and say, you know, Brogan's responsible for 4%, you know, or anything rubbishy like that. No. But I know in my heart of hearts that I'm a different person as a result of the way I've tapped into Chris Brogan, the way he's let himself be tapped into, the way he's opened himself up and shared not just his successes. You know, for anyone who follows him really, really carefully, there are times when things haven't gone quite as well as they could have gone, and he has shared those too. So he does share some of the warts, obviously not all of them, I'd say, but basically, you know, it's not all saccharine and light and everything like that. It's hard work, and I have loved this journey that Chris Brogan has been making with his own life, really, and the fact that he's opened it up. And, you know, I want to give him credit for a couple of words, really, and I think I'd have to say courage is one of them, and conviction is another, and well, actually, that'll do. You know, I'm a strong believer that the words that I'm able to come up with are my best approximation to what I really want to say, but they're not actually the same as what I want to say. I'm constantly trying to be better able to say what I want to say, and to be able to say it in a way that will go down well with other people, right? It's anyway. Look, the sun is here. It's coming towards me as a man with a dog and a bicycle and a hat and whatever. And this podcast, Business Jazz, has received a tremendous reception during the last few days. I mean, there is no way of describing what has actually happened in anything other than shockingly, you know, positive. And thank you to anybody who has listened to it and passed it on to somebody else and told them about Business Jazz, because we love doing it, and we're going to do our very best to have another conversation this morning, and it'll have to be short and sharp and to the point, because I have to get a train to Dublin immediately afterwards, and I just come now to the gate of it. Is Roger Overall here in front of me or not? That's the big question in the door, and we're in a different place. Hello. We seem to have gone somewhere else. Right, okay. We're right here. Hello, good morning, Roger Overall. It's Paul O'Mahony here. We're by the fire today. Wonderful. Did you say, Roger Overall, just say hello. You've got a story?
I have a story.
Go on, off you
I
go.
Arrived here this morning, Paul, at Black Rock Castle Cafe, and two people, I don't know how it happened, had taken our table. Our regular table was occupied.
They obviously heard that was the best seat in the
quite
house.
Possibly. They. Well, it's a bit
no,
like...
this is the best seat, but fine.
that's Ian.
This is Ian. Ian, hello. Good morning, Ian. Good morning.
And, you know, and I was faced with a choice of walking up and saying, excuse me, do you know who I am?
And, oh, God.
Yeah. That won't go down too well. And I thought, well, maybe they're fans and they want to sit in the seat and, well, we'll leave them.
Oh, my God, your so mind is fancy. Well, go on.
So I was... So you
went and talked to them?
I didn't, because I set up and yes, I got all yes, miles yes, of cable.
Yeah.
So I went over into another table. Yeah. I thought, well, we'll record here today.
Yeah.
And Ian came over and he said, now, I know you normally sit at this table.
Yeah.
Would you like it? I think he was practically suggesting he'd shove the people away from their coffee. I said, no, that's fine.
No, we mustn't upset anybody. No, we cannot possibly. We just have to get here earlier.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know now, because Ian said, I can give you the restaurant. I said, no, that's fine. He said... there's a fire.
I want to record the fire. Excuse me a second. This is the sound of a log fire in Cork. The iPhone, I've put something on the iPhone to protect it from the flames. It is fully inside in the flames.
You haven't.
Yes. Okay, that's the end of this particular audio boo. And we're now going, Roger Over and I are going to go to work as soon as I get a coffee.